30 years ago, I was single and I was a struggling screenwriter living in Los Angeles. And everybody I knew was a struggling something, a writer, a filmmaker, an actor. And when you lead a creative life, everything becomes fodder. Any experience, good or bad, you can internalize and say, I can use this someday. You know, what that person said, how I responded, this bizarre situation I find myself in. If you're a writer, you can use that in a story. And if you're an actor, you can use those feelings. It's an interesting way to live, but it's not the most stable. When we grow up and we're adults, life becomes about finding things that are stable and secure and reliable. But especially if you're a young actor, honing your craft becomes finding those complicated feelings and making them real all the time. So though as a writer, I appreciated the roller coaster that came with, you know, going out with actresses, as I got a bit more mature, it made me dizzy. So I swore I would stop dating actresses. Now, I had a friend who was an actress. We'd actually gone out a few times in college until I found out that she was actually more interested in my roommate. Her name was Daphne, and she had a pretty successful career later on in TV and films. And Daphne was actually sympathetic to my no actress dating policy. Yeah, she said, we're kind of crazy. Then I met her roommate. Now, Daphne's roommate had just recently moved to LA from New York, where she'd had a successful career, and she'd come here to work on her movie career. And I knew that it was flirting with disaster. But she was so cute, and she was funny, and she was wholesome. Yeah, she was an actress, but she had this whole girl next door thing going on. And her name was Meg Ryan. Yes, that Meg Ryan. This was a couple of years before Top Gun, several years before When Harry Met Sally. When I met her, she was just a young, fresh-faced kid trying to make it in the big city. And I was thinking maybe it was a little hasty about this whole not dating actresses thing. So I asked Daphne if she could set something up, and she said, hey, Meg's not really into dating. But I reminded her that she went out with me because she wanted to get to know my roommate, and she owed me. So, probably reluctantly, Daphne invited me over to the house that she shared with Meg on one weekend, and we had brunch together, and then feigning some pretense, Daphne just kind of left, leaving me with Meg Ryan. And I turned up the charm, and I asked her about New York and discussed her aspirations, and we both, you know, we both talked about the successful careers we were going to have in Los Angeles. And then I said, well, you know, since you're new here, maybe I could, you know, maybe we could meet somewhere. And I could take you someplace out. And Meg Ryan wrinkled up her nose in that that adorable way we've all come to love. And she kind of shrugged her shoulders. And she said, no. No, because if I go out with you, then I'm just going to have to go out with everyone else. And as I pondered the weight of that amazing statement, that going out with me would somehow throw open the barn doors and she'd have to go out with every sleazebag in Hollywood, and I thought, in the history of rejections, of girls rejecting guys, that was really way at the top. But I also thought to myself, I can use this someday. And so I have. Thank you.